You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 47 to 48. I read, "And while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. For Jesus said to him, 'Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?'" Brethren, Jesus Christ, the scripture says, was tempted in every way, yet he was without sin. Have you been betrayed by somebody so close to you? So is Jesus. Did you know that Jesus took care of all his disciples for 3.5 years? They were not walking. They were not doing anything else. Jesus was responsible for their feeding. He revealed to them the mysteries of the kingdom, gave them his power to cast out demons and preach the kingdom of God. Judas was one of them, one of the 12, and yet he betrayed Jesus Christ. So if you think that you have been betrayed, it has happened to your Lord and Savior. He was also betrayed by the closest person to him. But beyond that, Jesus asked Judas a question. He said, "Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" What does this signify? You see, in the public, Judas came and greeted Jesus as a friend and kissed Jesus. But behind Jesus in the private, he had sold Jesus for money. He had betrayed Jesus behind him. Before you begin to think, "Oh, Judas is so wicked," let's apply this to our own lives. Don't we betray Jesus behind and kiss him in the public? When you appear to men to be following the Lord, when you appear to men to be a child of God, but secretly you are involving in all manner of sin, you are betraying the Son of Man with a kiss. You are mounting the pulpit to preach. You are mounting the pulpit to sing, to lead, to take various roles, or secretly, without the knowledge of the people, in the hidden and in the dark, you are involved with wicked things. You are a preacher. You are very wicked to your wife. But you come on the pulpit, you boast, you speak eloquently. You are a Judas. You are betraying Jesus Christ with a kiss. You are a young man, a young woman, secretly engaging in fornication, but you will still come to perform in church. You are a worker in church. You are usher. You are in drama. You are in singing group. But secretly, you are engaging in sin. You are betraying Jesus with a kiss. You are appearing to men that you are with Jesus, but behind him, you are not with him. There is no difference between you and Judas. I pray that you will not betray your Lord and Savior with a kiss. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to repent and say, "Jesus, I am sorry for betraying you and coming in the public to kiss you, coming in the public to greet you. Forgive me. Have mercy on me." Brethren, don't cover your sin. Sin does not lie fallow. It will find its way out. I pray that today you will find grace to repent in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can also listen on our web. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.